Good evening. We are listening to President Trump speak at a retreat in Baltimore. It was September 12th.
I'm delighted to be here.
He's got a huge smile on his face. He loves the adoration from the crowd.
You really are terrific people. I especially want to thank our amazing leadership team, Republican Whip, and one of the bravest men I know, Steve Scalise.
Steve, thank you very much.
Chair Liz Cheney. Thank you, Liz. NRCC Chair Tom Emmer. Tom. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. And Chief Deputy Whip Drew Ferguson. Great job. Thank you, Drew. Great job. I also want to proudly welcome our newest Republican congressman, two people that fought a big fight for the last number of months, and they're winners. They reacted so incredibly under pressure. The whole world was watching. A lot of people were hoping for the opposite outcome, but many more people were hoping for the outcome that we had. A man who wasn't expected necessarily to win, and then he got in gear, and he was brutal and brilliant, and he did a great job. Now soon to be, and now Congressman Dan Bishop for many years. Thank you, Dan. Dan, thank you. What a great job. What a great job, Dan. And another man who fought so hard, and he was supposed to win by a little tiny bit, a couple of points, and he won by a lot of points. That was a big victory, and I want to just congratulate you. Greg Murphy is going to be with you folks for a long time. These two people are special people. North Carolina, thank you, North Carolina. There were some crowds that turned out. They turned out, and they turned out like people never expected, and they were. It was just a great evening of television. I wouldn't say the fake news was too happy with the outcome, but that's okay. That's okay. We did it, and we worked together as a team, and it was very inspirational for a lot of people to watch. Everyone here tonight has a critical role to play at the vital crossroads of our nation. Democrats in Congress have embraced an extreme, destructive, and dangerous agenda, radical socialism, and open borders. Democrats are determined to replicate the most catastrophic failures of world history right here in the United States. They've never learned. They haven't watched. Each of you in the House Republican Conference is on the front lines defending American freedom, American security, American prosperity, and the American way of life. You're the ones, you're doing the defense. Hundreds of millions of our fellow citizens are counting on us, and so help us God, we will never, ever let them down. Together, we're going to fight historic battles, and we have historic battles ahead of us. We're going to make our country even greater. And we're going to win overwhelming victories for the American people. The spirit that we have in the Republican Party, I don't believe, has ever been this high. Over the past 2.5 years, we've already delivered unprecedented progress for citizens of every background and every walk of life. Now we must go directly to the American people to share the story of what we have achieved and to explain our bold vision for the future. Working with Republicans in Congress, we slashed 30,000 pages of regulations from the federal register. And that is an all-time record, and we did that in a lot less years. That's an all-time record, no matter how long a president served. We saved an average American household $3,000. Earlier today, my administration formally repealed the horrible, dangerous, anti-everything Waters of the United States rule. Thank you, Louis. Thank you, Louis. Thank you. I always say the only thing that had going for it that was good was the title. I said, I'm the only one that would sign this. So that was a good thing we did, right, Louis? That was a good thing we did. Government will no longer try to micromanage every...
Folks, we are listening to President Trump at a GOP retreat in Baltimore, September 12th. And we will start the prayer call in a few minutes. This is a great speech, and I'll let you listen.
Our great veterans can be promptly fired. There was a time you couldn't fire anyone, no matter how they treated our veterans, whether they stole or they were sadists, and we had some of them too. You couldn't fire them, and now we can do it very, very quickly and easily. They don't treat our veterans well. We get them out. Since then, we've removed more than 7,600 employees who failed to give our vets the care that they so richly deserve. We're also very proud to tell you that the Veterans Choice, which is something special, so special, they've been trying to get it for decades and decades, choice, so that more veterans have the right to see a private doctor if they have to wait online instead of waiting for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks or numbers that you wouldn't even believe. Think of it. You're sick, you're not feeling well, and they tell you come back in 4 weeks. Now you go outside, you go to a local doctor that you of your choice, by the way. Unlike somebody else, where they said, you can have your doctor and you can have your plan 28 times. That didn't work out too well. You go out, you see a doctor of your choice, we pay the bill, and it's been an incredible thing. I'll tell you, what's happening at the VA has been really something special. If you look at it, you just see it. All you used to see and read about is how bad the VA was run, how horrible it was, and you don't hear those stories anymore. Now, you know, what will go is these people will run out, they'll start trying to find somebody. Who is unhappy? Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. Who's unhappy? Please call us immediately. And that's the problem. But I will tell you, people are really happy. What we've done there is incredible. We achieved record funding to restore the awesome might of the American military, $700 billion last year, $716 billion this year. And now just approved, thank you very much, $738 billion next year. More money by far than ever before. And remember, that's all money. It's built in the USA. We build it right here. America, I will tell you, is respected again. Our nation is stronger today than ever before. We have the greatest equipment. We have people with spirit like they haven't had. But we now have the greatest equipment. When I came in 2.5 years ago, our equipment was old and tired. Our ammunition was low. Our planes didn't fly well. Many of them didn't fly at all. Now we have beautiful new planes and jets and fighter jets and bombers, and we have everything. And hopefully we don't have to use them too much, and maybe we don't have to use them at all. But we have the greatest military we've ever had. And together, so importantly, we ended the last administration's heartless war on American energy.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. This is President Trump speaking at a retreat, GOP retreat, on September 12th. We are going to start the prayer call in just a minute. It's great to have you tonight.
Producer anywhere in the world by far. For the first time in more than 60 years, this just happened, we are now a net exporter of American natural gas. And we're ending decades of foreign energy reliance to unleash the blessings of America.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the prayersfor45.com call. It is Thursday night, September 19th. It's a beautiful 73 degrees. The sun is setting over the ocean here in Southern California, and it is a great time to be alive. And we will talk about what's going on around us that makes it a great time to be alive. So these prayer calls are being recorded so we can memorialize this period of history and use this content at a future date. And actually tonight, we're going to take a few steps back on the reset and look at the big picture, because we've been getting into a lot of the minutia, and we need to get the big picture recorded and down in history so that the plan that we're watching be executed is clear, and we can use this to educate people in the future. But you're here, and you're here to pray, and we're going to get to our two prayers as always, the first prayer for President Trump and our second prayer for the reset of the rule of law. And that's where we will bring in the big picture of the plan. What is the reset and what's the plan? Diane is going to lead us in our first prayer. She is an awesome prayer leader. She's been with us for, I don't know what, since the beginning, Diane, really, right?
I think so, Scotty, yes.
Yeah, I think you were with us. We started in August of 2018, and we've moved past our first year, and we're at a point where we consistently get 20 to 30 people on a call. We've got 23 right now. It's great to have everybody. And Diane, the floor is yours.
Well, you know, when you say that, Scotty, I just remind myself that the Lord says when two stand together, they will be heard. So, you know, it's wonderful that everyone's here. And the other thing that I was struck by is that the Lord says, seek to please me. And that should really be our goal and our focal point during each day. Very difficult to do with all of us being bombarded with work and family and all of the responsibilities that we have. But this mindset of keeping the Lord as a focal point will protect us from the energy scattering to the wind. And, you know, I was thinking about our president and what an amazing responsibility that he's got. And each day, the number of choices that are presented to him, I can only imagine. Every minute. But this man is on a mission, and his choices are key. So it's really been on my heart, Scotty, to just pray for him to keep his focus on the Lord and to use the presence of the Lord in every decision he makes.
You know, Diane,
he's
darn near flawless, and of course no human being is without error. To err is human, but this man is anointed by God, and it's divine leadership. He is being surrounded by a brilliant group of people in their plan, which is so clear to all of us, I think, in the terms of the big picture. And stick around, we'll talk about that. But it is an amazing sight to behold, to watch this man. And as you say, the responsibilities he has are, I don't know that any other person could do this, and that God anointed him for this job.
I totally agree with you, but I also am reminded that he is human. He gets tired. He gets, you know, slapped around by the amazing amount of it's got to be uncomfortable with so many of the conversations and the responsibility just eating at him, wearing at him every day. And I agree that, you know, he must have been absolutely anointed to do this, because the amount of, just the pure amount of accomplishments that he's made in this short period of time. And he's not well liked by many. So with all of that, it brings me right back to Ephesians 6, where it says, put on the armor of God. And so let's just pray about that, Scotty, and for his focus. So, Lord, we just come to you tonight standing together to lift up our POTUS, his beautiful wife, his family, his kids by marriage, his grandkids. We just ask your safety to be around all of them, Lord, and we ask you to continue to anoint our president in all the decisions that he makes, and just help him to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around his waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, with his feet fitted with readiness that comes from a gospel of peace, that he will take up a shield of faith in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Make sure he puts on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and that he would pray in the Spirit on all occasions with kinds of prayers and requests, with this in mind, that he stay alert and keep his focus on you, Lord God. So we thank you for your presence with him, with his family, with his the people that he's chosen to surround himself with. We thank you that you're helping him to sort through and weed out the people that do not have his best interest at heart, that do not support his mission, his vision, his goals. We just thank you that you're in all of this. We thank him for his bravery and for all he's doing for the country. And we just ask you, Lord, to help him rest each night in peace, knowing that he's done all he can do for this day. Let him find restoration in sleep, but in your word, and let him humbly continue to bow before you in gaining new energy for each day, for each tomorrow. We just thank you, God, for all that you do for him, for his family, that you've surrounded him with the peace and the protection that he needs to get this work done that comes straight from you. And we just thank you, Lord, for each and every person on this call, for all that they are dealing with, and that they may too find peace in focusing on you. We just ask you this, Lord God, in your precious and wonderful son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. Just an awesome, for you to lead this prayer tonight, and how you frame things. And I know you think this through in a very critical way, and it shows in how you lead us in your prayers. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
There's a very special man on this call. He's a stand-up guy. I don't want to put him on the spot, but I'm going to, because I have to say hello. This is a man who led our prayers when we started Prayers for 45, and I just want to say, Van, how are you?
Scotty, I'm hanging in there, Scotty. I'm feeling pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing great. I had to say hello to you. I saw you on the board, and I know you make these calls when you can, but for those of you that have been with us from the beginning, this is our man, Van. He led our first prayer for the better part of our first 6 months, and for life as it happens, and we all know that life just happens. We have the pleasure of having Van on tonight, and Van, it's just wanted to say hello. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Scotty. I'm so sorry I miss calls once in a while. I try to get on everyone, but I just never make it.
Well, it's always good to have you, and thank you for all your attention to Prayers for 45 and helping us get it off the ground. And again, great to see you tonight. So we'll move on to our second prayer. Let's frame it tonight before Pastor Joseph jumps in and leads our second prayer. We've been talking about some of the specifics of the reset of the rule of law. In the last call, we gave examples of how we know the reset is in play and how it's actually a script in a movie playing out. It's a done deal. But what is this great plan? And it really started immediately when Trump was elected with Sessions. And Sessions was made to be a buffoon in so many ways and a fall guy, just as Chairman Powell, Trump's appointed head of the Fed, is now a fall guy, and Trump is beating him up every day. These men took these jobs. They knew what they were getting into, and Sessions began resetting the rule of law by appointing I.G. Horowitz, who has been doing yeoman's work behind the scenes. He also appointed a guy outside of D.C. He appointed a guy named John Huber, and he also appointed a guy named Durham. I may have Huber's first name. It may be John Durham, but Durham and Huber are two outside D.C. attorney generals that are special reports looking into many, many aspects of the deep state cabal. From HRC's emails, that is not a dead issue. They're deep dive into that. Those 30,000 missing emails reveal so much about her pay-to-play strategies. Comey, FISAgate, the attempted coup, Uranium One, which involved Mueller. Not too many people know this. Mueller delivered the uranium samples to Russia. He was trusted to, when he was director of FBI, to go to Russia. He had uranium samples, and of course, that was part of the Uranium One deal where under the Bush, Clinton, Obama regimes, a deal was in play to sell 20% of the United States uranium. We're very rich in uranium, to the Russians. So this whole Russian narrative is a projection, which is what the attempted coup in FISAgate was all about, to try to overthrow our president using this nonsense with Russia. They simply were projecting what they had done working with Russia. And, of course, they've got things like the Logan Act with John Kerry. There's going to be treason discussions and charges. These are all the things that Session put into motions with Huber and Durham and Comey. Meanwhile, we couldn't get this done without judges. Honest judges who would enforce the rule of law and not conduct kangaroo courts. Obama stacked the deck with judges, as did Bush, with judges that would do as they were told as part of the deep state. Trump has appointed over 150 judges. So the judges are seated now, and the slow drip, drip, drip strategy of revealing the evil of this cabal is now taking place. Epstein will expose the evil within. If they're capable of pedophilia and what they were doing with children in terms of trafficking them and using them for blackmail, just the evil that's exposed through that. McCabe and Comey will be the first to go, I believe. That's all in work. Brennan and Clapper and even Obama. Nobody is safe, and we know this from anyone who followed the Q movement. We don't talk about that on these calls because it is better left outside of prayer, I believe. But some of what we've learned is quite relevant to this plan. And we've been told to trust the plan, and it's unfolding, and the Patriots are winning. Really, the cabal is in checkmate. So let's bring in Pastor Joseph, because with that framework, we can pray that we are being rewarded by trusting the plan and that this reset is now in play in full speed. And Pastor Joseph will lead us in the second prayer. How are you, Pastor Joseph?
I'm doing well, Scotty. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing great. It's great to have you. I'm going to give you the floor.
Okay, thank you. Father, we want to thank you tonight as we come together, first off, for everything that you're doing. We're grateful, Lord, for the results, the shift that we're seeing, and we recognize these things couldn't be taking place without your intervention. It's a supernatural shift, a supernatural move. And for all of the current transition that we're seeing and the issues that are being addressed that Scotty just presented, Lord, we recognize that this is a far deeper thing as well, that it's been going on even beyond our century, Lord, that there is a strategy from the cabal, the deep state, those that were intent upon manipulation and control, Lord, for this union, for this country, and for the purposes, Lord, of economic increase, of power shifts, and controlling not just our nation, but using the power that's here, Lord, to manipulate other nations, other peoples. And so we thank you tonight. Thank you that you've been hearing us. Thank you you've been directing us, Lord, that as even the prayers for 45 being brought together, orchestrated by your hand, as you are looking to and fro throughout the earth for people who would be willing to stand in the gap. Gap standers, watchmen on the wall. And Lord, we thank you that as we come together tonight, that you hear our prayers even now, that even as the Word of God represents Nehemiah, the one who restored the walls around Jerusalem, Lord. So we, in essence, are restoring spiritual walls around a different nation for even still that purpose that Israel and your chosen people in Jerusalem, with the shifting of the consulate and Jerusalem being recognized as the capital of Israel, Lord. Those shifts are alarm clocks. They're appointments in a prophetic timeline that we are well aware that your hand is at work, your heart at work in the midst of a people and peoples, Lord, to bring healing and restoration. And Lord, yes, ultimately a reset of law where justice is had, truth is represented, honor and even love for the foundation of what your law is based on. Those two commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself, upon which the entire foundation of your kingdom, your truth, is established. And so tonight as we come, we thank you for the shifts we're seeing and ask that you would intervene in even greater and direct means, Lord, to bring those to justice that need to be, to bring the exposures that need to be. We're grateful that your word says the things that have been done in secret are going to be brought out into the light. The wickedness is going to be exposed. And even the darkness is light to you, Lord. And so we lift these issues. We lift the players that are involved. We lift the spiritual dynamic behind it, because your word says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality and power. And that the weapons of our warfare, prayer being among the greatest, worship being among the greatest, are used to address not a carnal battle, but a spiritual one with weapons that aren't carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down the stronghold. So we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you even for filling our mouths as we would open them to pray, that you'd put your words on our tongues, Lord God, because your word also says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it eat its fruit, meaning either whether you're for death and you would promote death through your speaking, or life and you'd promote life. And we choose life tonight, Lord. Life for this nation, the restoration and reset of the rule of law for this nation. And Father, you acknowledge as well that as we're praying for those that are in leadership, that you've called that our priority. First of all, let prayers and supplications be made for those who are in authority. And so we are in submission to your direction tonight. And Lord, we recognize as we come, acknowledging our own sin even, Father, the places where we're weak, and asking you to forgive us for those issues that we're dealing with, that in our weakness you're strong, and in our weakness your power is made perfect. That goes for the nation as well. So we commit these matters into your care, and we look with anticipation to your kingdom, to your throne, for action to be taken on earth. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you, Pastor Joseph. Amen to everything you directed through your fellowship, and you do have a church that you are a part of. And if you'd like to let folks know where they can find you, if they're so inspired, would you please go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you?
Sure. We the church is in Crestline, California, up near Lake Arrowhead. And we're called the Savior's Realm. And we're online as well at thesaviorsrealm.org. And we're short to the beginning of being live online and having live stream. We're not quite there yet, but we've been working on it, and so that'll be a part of what we're doing too. So Crestline, California, and the Savior's Realm. That's who we are.
Well, thank you for that info, and if you need any help getting your streaming up and running or some help getting the word out, let me know, please. Be happy to help.
Oh, I will. Absolutely. I hadn't even thought that. That'd be great.
All righty. We'll talk about that. Folks, three very quick things. I'll keep them brief before we have our closing prayer. I totally respect your time, and I know you come here for prayer, but sometimes we got to get some, I think they call it housekeeping, out of the way. First, I want to answer a question. I was at a dinner in Mexico during a past call. It was about 2 weeks ago. And there were six people at the table. I had excused myself to come do this call. And when I came back, everybody looked at me like, because they were told at that table was my daughter and her mother, my ex-wife. And when I excused myself, they were told what I was going to do was to lead a prayer group in prayer for President Trump. And a couple of the people were Canadian, a couple were American, and they were really baffled when I came back. Why do you do that? I mean, that was the tone from a Canadian. Why do you do that? And I didn't need to ask any questions of where their head was at based on the tone, but I was reminded that when I was asked to do this, I don't know why I did it. But Pastor Joseph, you answered that. You covered that tonight. You said this was God's direction, that this a whole thing, this whole plan that is going on and what we're a part of was all God's direction. And now I can answer why I do it. When I was asked to do this by my business associates, they are Christian broadcasters. They own 200 radio stations and about 1,000 websites. They have huge real estate on the internet, and they didn't want to attach their name to this because they were afraid of some repercussions of losing advertisers. And they had no real ideas. They said, just start a prayer group for President Trump. We'll support it. We'll get up the web. We'll pay for the website. And it's a blank sheet of paper. Do what you want with it. We just want to get people praying for President Trump. Will you do it? And I had done a lot of business with these people, brought them a lot of advertising revenue over the years, and they just trusted me to go get it done. I didn't know why I said yes at the time. It just seemed like the right thing to do. But I know why I do it now. It's because of the caliber of people that are involved in this. Pastor Joseph and Diane and Kimberly and Betty, Christine, our prayer leaders are high caliber people. And the people on this call that I know are high caliber people. And to come together in union and pray in union like this is invaluable, I believe, as a group, and it's invaluable to me. And so thank you, everybody, for making this group what it is. And I don't want to turn this into a Tony Robbins, what's your why, but we all have why we do something. And you are the reason, the caliber of the people involved in this community is why I'm here. I want to hear feedback from you. If you would send an email to info@prayersfor45.com. Tell me what's on your mind. And moreover, if you'd like to join our prayer leader team and lead a prayer going into 2020, we're going to need more prayer leaders. So send an email to info@prayersfor45.com. If you would, please, I appreciate it. And if there's something on your mind or something you want us to cover, please do that. And again, we're recording these calls, and the content will be edited and used in some sort of videos and content going forward when we launch another media website. All right, we'll close now with our prayer, our gratitude prayer, as we always do. Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light at the end of this day and every day. Lord, we are grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is leading the storm and is focused on his mission and his purpose as president. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've bestowed upon all of our lives. You've provided us with more than we could have ever imagined. You've surrounded us with people who always have our back and look out for us. You've given us family and friends who bless us every day with kind words and actions. They lift us up in many ways. They keep our eyes focused on you and make our spirits soar. Lord, we're grateful for the health that you've given us. And our health is our primary wealth, and we're grateful for all that you do to keep us healthy and safe. You protect us from those things that seem to bother and haunt others. You help us make better choices. You've provided us with advisors to help us with difficult decisions. You speak to us in so many ways, and we always know you're here. Lord, we're grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Diane and Pastor Joseph, and Betty, and Ingrid, and Christine, and all of the people that have prayed with us. We're grateful for all of you on this call, particularly those that have been with us from the beginning. Van, again, thank you for joining us. It was great to say hello. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. We're so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways that we are cared for and supported. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Thank you for everything we are. Amen. And thank you again for being on the call. We'll see you on Sunday night. Hang up the phone, give someone a big hug, and have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.